today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to this episode. Today, Monday, 24th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book. For today, we listen to verse 9 of chapter Asaf. We learn more about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
It is he who sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to manifest it over all religion, although those who associate others with Allah dislike it.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It would be of interest to know that the blessed verse, verse 9 of chapter Asaf, is reiterated thrice with minor alterations in the Holy Quran, but it should be borne in mind that such reiteration and emphasis belongs to when the Islamic faith had no totality prevail the Arabian Peninsula, let alone the other regions of the world. The Holy Quran laid great emphasis on the question at the time and made such great prediction. Finally, the Islamic faith prevailed in terms of logic and practical advancement, in contrast to other religions. May the enemies retreat from vast regions in the world, substituted them, and it is still spreading in the world.
In 1906, Iran's constitutional revolution made the first dent in the monarchy's power by establishing a parliament, the first event of its kind in Asia. But the system of constitutional monarchy came to an end in 1925 with the dissolution of the Qajar dynasty by a military coup led by Reza Shah Pahlavi. Thus the Pahlavi dynasty began, during which Iran took significant steps towards modernization, but was violated by the government's attempts to militarize and secularize Iran. Strict censorship and state propaganda was imposed, and Reza Shah tried to forcibly eliminate Islamic dress in favor of Western apparel by banning the chador, to which women reacted by staying at home. Then came World War II and the Anglo-Soviet invasion of Iran in 1941. The goal was to ensure supply lines for the Soviets fighting against Axis forces on the Eastern Front, secure Iran's oil fields, and veer Iran away from Germany, fearing the Shah's alleged pro-Berlin sympathies. But in 1951, the struggle over Iran's oil wealth ended with the nationalization of Iran's oil industry under Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh. But Western powers were not going to give up their stranglehold over Iran's assets without a fight. In 1953, the U.S. orchestrated a coup. The CIA carried out the covert Ajax operation, bribing politicians, soldiers, mobs, and newspapers. As a result, the Shah removed Mossadegh from power, and once again oil began to slip through Iran's fingers. With Britain trying to regain power over Iran's reserves under pro-Western Prime Minister Fazlullah Zahedi, Iran retained only 50% of its oil profits under an international consortium, and Britain got a staggering 40%. Over the next 10 years, clerics continued their opposition against the Shah. One of the most prominent figures was Ayatollah Khomeini, who had no qualms when it came to calling for reform and denouncing the Shah's policies. In 1963, Ayatollah Khomeini made a speech denouncing the Shah, saying if he did not change his ways, the people would soon be glad to see the back of him.
What is the message or messages of the Islamic Revolution in Iran? Undoubtedly, had the Islamic Revolution remained confined to the geographical borders of Iran, it would not have provoked the animosity of the arrogance to the present extent, but the characteristics and messages of Islam do not recognize geographical borders. Hence, the Muslim nations were influenced by the messages of the Islamic Revolution and followed its model, which resulted in an Islamic awakening and dignity of the Muslim across the world. Wherever a Muslim took pride in the Islamic Revolution, it led to honor and dignity that he woke up to rise against the oppressions of arrogance.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. In this video, we shall be talking about the Islamic Revolution and its difference with other revolutions, the revolution that happened in Iran. Islam was originally theoretically and over 1400 years had become intrinsic to Iranians. So during the revolution, it was not an imported ideology. And in practice, too, the revolution was not dependent on foreign financial, military, and other aids, and was authentic. Whereas communism had taken from the thoughts of Marxism, originating in Germany, the next characteristic is its legitimacy. The revolution in Iran had legitimacy, meaning it was rightful and timely. It was rightful because it truly derived its goals from the Islamic ideology. The issue is that Muslims or an Islamic society or any action or behavior they want to take must see whether religious law permits them or not. Revolution, which is a collective behavior and endangers lives and property, requires backing and legitimacy. The permission for such a revolutionary act and its compatibility with religious law was issued by the revolution's leadership.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with today's special.
Let's look at some quotes about Islamic Revolution. Muhammad al-Asi, Friday prayers leader at Washington Mosque, believe that Islamic Revolution in Iran not only produced numerous changes inside Iran, but also revived the religious thought at an international level, so that today we have both Muslims and Christian fundamentalists. With the blessings of Islamic Revolution in Iran, Muslim people in Iran and other countries found out that the only solution to all problems at Muslim world is to return to Islam and the Holy Quran's teachings. Again, we look at the achievements of 4 decades of Islamic Republic of Iran's revolution. Increased role of women is one of them. The massive presence of the people from all walks of life was an obvious characteristic of the Islamic Revolution. However, the role of women has been very significant and effective in this regard. Being wary of humiliation imposed by the regime of Shah, women rush to the field of struggle against the regime once they hear the life-inspiring call of Imam Khomeini. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, women have increasingly taken part in different domains, such as politics, culture, economy, sciences, literature, art, and sport. They have been present in every domain to defend the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic. Women take part in different demonstrations and other social and political events. The best example of a women's responsible presence in the scene was displayed during the 8-year war, which claimed over 7,000 martyrs among women in defense of the country and the Islamic Republic. Scores of laws have so far been ratified in the Iranian Majlis or Parliament for supporting the rights of women. Currently, there are nearly 2,000 NGOs which work specially on women's affairs. Nearly half of the university students are women, and the number of female graduates has increased from 6% in pre-revolution era to 48%. In after that.
So what kind of personality was he? This is clear evidence to seeing that after all of these years, since 1989 until this day today, we are still remembering the message of Imam Khomeini throughout the world, wherever it may be.
Sheikh Zaidus Salami.
Yes, the challenges still exist. Unfortunately, there are challenges within our very faith. There are people who try to categorize the Shia community based on their loyalty or affiliation to Iran. If someone has a very small hint of respect or reverence to the likes of a Sayyid al-Imam Khomeini, they are labeled straight away as being a Betri or a Bakri or all of these other things that unfortunately you have more local problems with. But the damage is also going to bring about awareness for the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, knowing that we revere that hierarchy within our teachings. It is not possible for us to marginalize such a great portion of well-known, well-established, revered, highly respected ulama and maraji' who have that same or maybe even more stronger level of reverence and respect to the likes of Imam Khomeini and also to the Islamic Revolution of Iran.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special under the title of Islamic Revolution of Iran. Inshallah, we continue this topic in these days that are the days of the month of Bahman, according to solar calendar, that is the month of the victory of Iran's revolution. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Ah! Pero en las paredes, cada uno hubo aquí. ¡Más pecho! ¡Más pecho!